హార్టీ ఫ్రెటర్నల్ గ్రీటింగ్స్ అండ్ గుడ్ విషెస్ టు ఆల్ ది బ్రదర్స్ అండ్ సిస్టర్స్ హూ హ్యావ్ గ్యాదర్డ్ హియర్ టు ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ది ప్రెసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది ఎనర్జీ విచ్ ఈస్ ట్రాన్స్మిటెడ్ టు అస్ ఆల్ బై ది ఫస్ట్ మీడియం ఆఫ్ ది ఎనర్జీ దట్ ఈస్ మాస్టర్ సివివి. మే ది మాస్టర్ give the presence and then ensure that it is established much more perceptibly, tangibly and strongly enough that we would be able to organize our personality and experience the bliss of existence in and around the invocation of the energy relating to the master which he himself received enables us to experience the bliss of existence. Existence is eternal. And we don't need to be told that we exist. We do exist. There is no belief required. There is no belief required to know that we exist. All other beliefs are secondary. The fundamental is that we all exist. The plant exists. The animal exists. The planet exists. The solar system exists, the universe exists. Even without this manifestation, existence is eternal, and in that existence there is periodical formations, and even in those formations the existence is. Therefore, to relate to existence is what we call Brahman. Existence is even when we are in sleep. Existence is even when we are in an awakened state. Existence is even when we are in the plane of thought. Existence is even when we are in the plane of desire and aversion. Existence is there with us even if we are ignorant. The ignorant is existing. The one with knowledge is existing. The one with desires is existing. The one with aversions is existing. The one with indifference is existing. The one with egoism is also existing. So existence is the fundamental, is the basis for all varieties of secondary existences. Therefore, it is this existence which we call Brahman. And to realize Brahman, we need to see the one existence in all and the one existence which we also experience with ourselves. We have no doubt to accept. We have no reservation to accept that as much as I exist, this book exists, this table exists, that chair exists, you exist, I exist, all around which is seen is existing. But existence is not only in the form, existence is beyond form. Existence is beyond form. And in the forms also, only it is the existence that fills it. Within the hall, there is the space. Outside the hall, there is space. The space outside and the space inside is one. We just built some walls around, and we feel that this is inside, that is outside. and we name this as prayer hall, and we name outside as the road. We give different names and we are lost in our names. Generally we are lost in our names and we are lost in our forms. That's our problem. From ancient times, the seers have been saying, men of knowledge should not be lost in a world of names and forms. Nama Rupatmaka Jagat, that's how it is said. Nama Rupatmaka Jagat. It's a formation upon existence. All is formed upon existence. This planet is formed in this space, which is existing even before the planet is formed. After the planet is formed, there is what is called Bharata Varsha, Bharata Khanda. Isn't it? And after the Bharata Khanda has come, eventually a forest area has become Karnataka Rashtra. It was all forest to start with. Even during times of Vedavyasa, these are all forests. Dandakaranya, that's how it is. But slowly towns emerged, cities emerged, and people started living there. So many things are formed upon the base which we call existence. The planet itself is formed in existence. The solar system is formed in existence. The groups of solar systems are also formed upon the basis of existence. And we are existing. This we need not be told. We don't have to brainwash people to know that they exist. We don't have to create faith to know that we exist. Do we need a belief system to know that we are existing? We don't need. So all beliefs are also secondary when you come to the Brahman. Brahman is the base and upon which all sprout. Millions and millions of thoughts, they sprout. And they merge into it because all that emerged has to merge. The universe itself has to merge. There is a time cycle for that. The solar system also has to merge. So there is emergence and mergence as a play happening alternatingly upon the one existence which is eternal. It is this existence which is called God in the scriptures everywhere. And you cannot completely know this existence because you are not there when it is there. You came much later. In you also there is existence. Therefore we feel that we are existing. So if we wish to relate to the very fundamental or the very basis of our being, relate to the existence in you upon which there is the emergence of awakening and awareness. Even Iruka is an expression from existence. That eternal existence is called Satyam. That eternal existence is called Brahman. That eternal existence is also called Para. Para means beyond. Beyond means beyond our comprehension. Nobody can comprehend it. No one can comprehend it. The part can never comprehend the whole. That's how it is said. It merges into it. Just like as we merge in our sleep, we do exist, but we do not know that we exist. Isn't it? We are all very sure that we sleep, that we do exist in sleep, therefore safely we get into sleep without any concern. We are not perturbed to get into sleep because we know that we do exist in sleep. But if we have any doubt that we may not exist if we sleep, we make our best efforts not to sleep. But we are all assured that we sleep, that we do exist in sleep. So our very fundamental is existence. To relate to this existence means to relate to that which we call nil, none, not level. Nil, none. There's no one there. It's only the pure existence from out of which you emerge, and then you start feeling that you are existing. Our feeling of existence, whether we have it or we don't have it, we do exist. That's the beauty. You may have a feeling of existence, or you may not feel the existence, but you are existing. And you are existing as eternally as existence itself. That's why each one of us is a unit of existence to start with. Each one of us is but a formation within existence. A formation within existence. It's like a bubble. The bubble, what is within the bubble? It's this, the space in the bubble, the space outside the bubble is always there. So just because we have developed some form, we start believing that we are our forms. We start believing that we are our forms, and we make a lot of photographs about this form and distribute all around, isn't it? And the form keeps changing, and one day it disappears. All that emerged from existence has its periodicity. It has an emergence, it has a growth, it recedes, and then it disappears into its origin. So what is it that is eternally there? That is what is called Satyam, or that is what is called Brahman, that is what is called Para. Parasakti, Paranista, like that Para, 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 we say so many names about the mother. Like that Para, Brahman, like that Parama, Shiva, like that Para. That Para is one and is eternal, upon which there is surfacing of so many things. The first emergence from that existence is what is called awareness. Unless the awareness happens, these subsequent manifestations do not happen. Unless there is the awakening, there are no subsequent manifestations. When we awake, we know that we are existing, meaning we are in the state of awareness of existence. Just like a screen, a television screen or a movie screen, when it's switched off, no imagery can happen on it. When the television screen or cinema screen is switched off, no cinema can be seen on it, isn't it? Can it be seen? If there is no current, even if you have best of the television, no imagery can happen upon it. So when once the screen is on, when the screen is on, then you see it as the lighted screen. Once the screen is lighted, we get alert to see imagery on it, because in the olden days when we were going for movies, we used to go so early to the movie that even when the curtains are not drawn, not open, we used to sit in a cinema hall. When the curtains are opened, enthusiastic people used to make whistles that the curtain is open. After that, there is waiting for the emergence of light on the screen. After the light is on the screen, then slowly, first they make some advertisements, some newsreel, and later they come up with a certificate of the cinema that it is allowed to be displayed, and later slowly the game starts on the screen, and then we are absorbed into the movie, isn't it? And from time to time we remember that this is movie, it's not real. That it is movie and it's not real, because the imagery keeps on happening. There is a movement all the time. As long as the screen is on, there is movement all the time. Only at the end, once again there is the end or Shubham or something like that. Then only the white screen remains, and then the screen is switched off and we walk out, isn't it? It is no different from our entering into our daily life. Daily life. The movie, as it operates, so is our life as we awaken in the morning. It's like the white screen that has switched on. We have not switched it on. It switched on by itself. We do not consciously awake. After awakening, we decide to do things, good or bad or indifferent. Whatever we do is only after we awaken, isn't it? But there is something that awakens within us. Even if you don't want, sometimes you are awakened at 3 o'clock in the morning. You don't want to get such a kind of awakening. But 3 o'clock you woke up. You still want to sleep, but the sleep does not come. Isn't it? Likewise, you want to go early to bed at least the day before make all, so that you can be getting up very fresh in the morning, but the sleep doesn't come in the night. There is a tension about tomorrow's getting up. Therefore, you don't sleep in the night. So, that you should get into sleep, that you get out of sleep is not in your hands. It looks to be, but it is not totally so. Once the screen is on, then you start playing your games. Each one of us, according to our understanding, we keep playing the games, isn't it? Every day is like playing a game. That's why there is a master of wisdom who used to ask every morning the associates, what's the game of the day? Like, what's the game of the day? So that means it ends by evening. And again you get back. And again tomorrow morning you come back to play. You come back to play, you are sent into the field to play. So this existence and awareness are beyond us. Awareness has different states of awareness. Existence is in all. Existence, without that nothing is there. That's why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, whatever is existing forever. Whatever is not existing, you cannot even name it. Name something which is not existing. If you have named something, it is already in existence and is experienced, therefore you named it. So there need not be any discussion if there are devils or not. If there is no devil, the very word devil does not come into our expressions. Do the devils exist? Yes. How can you say that if it did not exist, it doesn't come into our expression? Do the devas exist? Yes. Do the diabolics exist? Yes. Do the invisible beings exist? Yes. Name anything which is not existing. Krishna challenges us in the very second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. You can't name which is not existing. Only, and whatever is named is already in existence. You may have seen it or you may not have seen it. You may have experienced or you may not have experienced. Whatever is existing for all times to come. It may take to different states at different times. That's why he says, you are as much as eternal as I am. Krishna tells Arjuna, you are as much eternal as I am. So are all the beings. Immediately he says that, otherwise Arjuna feels very proud. If Krishna says, you are as much eternal as I am, Arjuna feels, wow, I am like Krishna. So in the very next sentence, Krishna says, as eternal as I and you are all the beings. All the beings are eternal. Meaning the mosquito also. They keep happening and then they grow, they disappear, and again they come back, again they grow, again they conduct some activity until they fall into the palms of a human. That is an accident for a mosquito. Just like we get away with an accident on the road, a mosquito also suffers an accident. When we clap the hands seeing the mosquito, it's a very funny instinct that the human has. As he sees the mosquito, he becomes very intolerant, isn't it? Very intolerant. And since he cannot really do this, he has invented some bats also. Tennis-like bats, and keep on. If you are also, same thing can happen to us also. As much, manuja kita kamula, maravvareravu, this is Annamacharya, he says, venakati brahmalu, vevela sankhyalu, irigi brahmandambu nerirata, ఈ రోజున వాళ్ళ పేర్లు ఎవరికి తెలుసు? ఇప్పుడు మన వీ నో దాట్ అట్లీస్ట్ త్రూ స్క్రిప్చర్ దట్ ది నేమ్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ చతుర్ముఖ బ్రహ్మ ది క్రియేటర్ ఈజ్ పద్మభూ. బట్ వాట్ ఈజ్ ది నేమ్ ఆఫ్ ది క్రియేటర్ హూ రూల్డ్ ది ప్రిసీడింగ్ యూనివర్స్? హూ క్రియేటెడ్ ది ప్రిసీడింగ్ యూనివర్స్? దెర్ ఆర్ సిరీస్ ఆఫ్ యూనివర్సెస్ దట్ హ్యాపెన్. And our scriptures say all those skulls relating to the creators are held by Lord Shiva as kapalas on his body only to honor those skulls which did such a huge creation. So to honor them, he holds the skulls on there. That's why he's called Kapali. But who knows their names? Do we know their name, the previous creator, how much work he has done? So Annamacharya says, why are you bothered about your name? Even the creator's names are forgotten. Their forms are forgotten. Why your name and your form, why so much of sora in you? It's all your soric tendency that makes you feel that you are very important, isn't it? It is the grandest play is done by the awareness on the background of existence. May we live in the awareness of the background, isn't it? We, like parrots, we say that. May we live in the awareness of the background, meaning as we awaken in the morning, from where have we awakened? If we had not awakened, what would have happened? Nothing would happen. If we do not awake, if we awake, what is so great about it? If we are not awake, what is so great about it? But you are awakened, so be grateful that you are awakened so that you can play your nonsensical game till the evening. It is accepted, isn't it? The first gratefulness is that you are allowed to awaken. See, only recently the IPL games are concluded, you know. If you are allowed to part, there is a team of players. If not all players are allowed to play. Only by their fitness they are allowed to play. Others are on the bench, isn't it? So the one who is selected to play, he feels grateful that he is selected to play, isn't it? So also, if we are awakened, we should be grateful that we are awakened. Sometimes when you are so down with your energies, you feel, why did you awaken me? Why did you awaken me at all? I am not interested in playing. Whether you are not interested or you are interested in playing, it is not with you. You are not the one to decide. You are awakened and therefore you have to play. When you are awakened into a field of activity. That's why the whole universe is seen as a field of activity. Kurukshetra. Kurukshetra does not mean some little part in North India near Delhi. People go around and say, this is Kurukshetra. This is where some people have fought and killed themselves. So why should we go to see a place where people have fought and died? Every day you are fighting your life, isn't it? To some people, for both sides, for Pandavas as well as Kauravas, it was a fight. In the whole game, there are only two persons who are not in the fight. One is Krishna, the other is Bhishma. They are in it, but they are not in it. That's the beauty. Because they know what is truth, and they know what is the play of awareness. So also yogis, the ones whom we adore as masters of wisdom, as they are in the state of awakening, they know that they are into a play. To them, life is a play. Krishna is called Kridamayudu, isn't it? Kridamayudu. An avatar is said to be in a kind of a play. He plays and then he departs. Departs means he expresses into various states and he gets back into the original state of beingness. We are also can be in the original state of beingness. In sleep, we are in that beingness. When we are in awareness, we can be in that beingness. Beingness is what is called asmi. Asmi. Aham asmi. That's what it is said. You are awakened and you relate to existence. You are not in a hurry to get into the further modifications of awareness. Pure awareness when you have in the morning. Contemplate from where have you awakened. Likewise, when you get into sleep also, contemplate from where are you going in sleep. Where are you going? We are coming out from an unknown state and we are getting back into an unknown state as we awaken in the morning and as we slip into sleep in the night or during the afternoon by way of siesta. Every sleep is a return. Every awakening is a return into the world, isn't it? So these two are considered most important by the knowers, meaning the state of existence and the state of awareness. The pure state of awareness is what is called an emergence from existence. And these two are generally worshipped as the father and the mother. And they are actually father-mother. They are not separate. For purposes of our facility, we chant Purusha Suktam followed by Sri Suktam. We chant Sri Suktam followed by Purusha Suktam. But the very fact that you are chanting means that you are already in a secondary state from where you are able to relate to awareness and existence. Isn't it? So that's why we step in much later in creation. Much later in creation. Many people ask, why all this creation has happened? The answer is, you came somewhere down the line in the process. You were not there to ask this question when it all started. Like that funny answers are given. That apart, note that every morning we awaken as pure units of consciousness. We are units of existence and therefore part of the totality of existence. From the totality of existence, there are units of existence because there are formations within the totality of existence. Within the ocean, a wave emerges, a ripple emerges, isn't it? In the ripple or in the wave, also there is ocean. Without ocean, there is no wave. Without ocean there is no wave. So from a total existence or universal existence, there is apparent independent units of existence, but there is no such independent existence as such. The space in this room, the space outside is just the same. It doesn't suffer any modifications. In us there is a difference. We say that is outside, this is inside. This is down below, that is up above. All this is secondary understanding. But as awareness emerges from existence, it is pure state of awareness, which is called light. Erukane vilugantaru. Eruka, meaning awareness, itself is called light. In Vishakhapatnam, if we ask someone, why did you not do this? He says, Erukanedu. Erukanedu. Meaning the awareness was not there. And if someone gets up, they say, Tiri vachchindi. Tiri vachchindi. Ekkada poyindi antakumundu? It was in itself. It is in it. It is in existence and it awakens, then we know we have that awareness. Once you have awareness, yes, you start playing with the help of existence and awareness. This existence aware and awareness is what is called male female God in creation. Male female God in creation is called the existence and awareness. Satya, Sat Chit, that's how it is said in Sanskrit. Sat Chit is a state of bliss. Sat Chit is a state of bliss. That's why the knowers say Satchidananda. That's it. We may name ourselves as Satchidananda Murti, but still we may have many problems, isn't it? But Satchidananda Murti can be our ideal. That can be our ideal. You are a form that can experience the bliss of existence. Experiencing bliss of existence is possible only when you have awareness. When awareness merges into existence, we cannot, there is no experiencing also. That's why one master is very strongly admonishes. When a student asks your master, when do I get spiritual experience? He said. The master said, that very word is ignorance. He said, an ignorant expression, he said. When you are spiritual, it's over. No experience. To be in experience, you have to be in the secondary state of awareness. Spirit by itself is eternal existence. And it has no second state. When awareness comes, with awareness as basis, you can relate to existence and have spiritual understanding. But when you join the spirit, you are gone. That's what is called nirvikalpa samadhi. These are all words, but unless you make a thorough transformations in you, you take to the words and keep on frightening people with these words. People know how to frighten others using bombastic terminology as it exists in the scriptures of the East or in the scriptures of the West. But the truth is, each one of us is essentially units of existence and awareness. Existence awareness is a double. Awareness emerges from existence and merges in existence. That's what we call Shiva and Shakti. Shakti merges in Shiva and Shakti emerges from Shiva. Shakti creates eight folds of creation and at no time it disassociates with existence. But our problem is we disassociate with the basis and then start playing. When you lose the base and play, you don't remain stable. So therefore, when we think of God, when we think of Brahman, see, we chanted so much about the Guru Stotra where ప్రాతరేవ హి మానస అంతర్భావయే గురుప. హూ ఇస్ దట్ గురు? దట్ గురు ఈజ్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ అవేర్నెస్. శంకర హీ కన్సీవ్డ్ ది గురు స్తోత్ర అండ్ ఇట్స్ ఆల్ అబౌట్ ది పరా. పరా ఇస్ గురు దర్శన్. అండ్ ది వన్ హూ రియలైజెస్ ది పరా, విచ్ కన్సిస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ అవేర్నెస్, హీ ఈజ్ ది వన్ హూ కెన్ ట్రాన్స్మిట్ ఇట్ టు అదర్స్. వి ఆర్ ఎస్సెన్షియలీ దట్. దట్స్ వై యాజ్ ఐ సెడ్ కృష్ణ సెడ్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ యూ, ఆల్ ఆర్ ఇన్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్. ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఈజ్ కామన్ ఫర్ ఆల్. దేర్ ఇస్ నో సచ్ థింగ్ యాజ్ మోర్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ అండ్ లెస్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్. దేర్ ఇస్ నో మోర్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ అండ్ లెస్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్. దేర్ కెన్ బి మోర్ అవేర్నెస్ అండ్ లెస్ అవేర్నెస్. యాజ్ మచ్ యాజ్ ఎ స్టోన్ ఈజ్ ఎగ్జిస్టింగ్, యాజ్ మచ్ ఎ ప్లాంట్ ఈజ్ ఎగ్జిస్టింగ్, సో మచ్ ఆర్ యూ, సో మచ్ ఈజ్ ఎవ్రీ ఇన్సెక్ట్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో ఎగ్జిస్టింగ్. అట్ ది స్టేట్ ఆఫ్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఆల్ ఈజ్ వన్, నాట్ ఇన్ అదర్ స్టేట్స్. ఫూలిష్లీ పీపుల్ వాంట్ దట్ వీఆర్ ఆల్ ఈక్వల్, వీఆర్ ఆల్ ఈక్వల్, వీఆర్ నాట్ ఈక్వల్. వీఆర్ ఈక్వల్ యాజ్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్. We are not at all equal as units of awareness. There are different states of awareness with different exposures and experiences. Don't say we are all equal at all levels. And people are generally emotional at the levels of the level of the senses, and they say, we are equal, we are equal. What equal? You are not equal. A dog cannot be equal to a lion. ఒకటి గ్రామ సింహము, ఇంకోటి సింహము కదా, భూతర్ సింహ అని జరిగింది. నరసింహ దెర్ ఇస్ ఎ గ్రామ సింహ, దెర్ ఇస్ ఎ సింహ, దెర్ ఇస్ ఎ నరసింహ. మీనింగ్ ఎ లయన్ ఇస్ ఎ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ మ్యాన్, ఇస్ నరసింహ. బట్ కెన్ యూ సే ఎ మ్యాన్ అండ్ ఎ లయన్ అండ్ ఎ డాగ్ ఆర్ ఈక్వల్? కెన్ యూ సే? ఎస్, వీ కెన్ సే when you relate to existence, but not. That's why Shiva is, to him it is the highest state of equanimity according to our scriptures. Sthanu is his name. Stha means stay put. Stha, that's why it is also called stable. One is considered stable when he is completely anchored with existence. Because in existence is immutable. It is immutable. Nothing can be done about it. Existence is eternal. That's why there are stories to know the depth or the height of Sthanu. There are stories about Vishnu and Brahma trying to find out which is the beginning, which is the end. They could not find it. We are more enamored of the stories, but not the import of the story. All is existence. All is existence. So, as much as you are existing with 80 kgs of weight, so also this tissue paper shall also exist. It hardly weighs a gram. Hardly, isn't it? But it's also existing. It's the same, isn't it? At the existence level, we are the same. What is the problem? The problem is at the state of awareness. We all have awareness, but we have different states of awareness. Different states of awareness. Why? Because we step down from the state of existence and awareness, we step down into three qualities relating to us. Three qualities relating to us. We enter into a triangle. A triangle. As you awaken, you cannot just be like that unless you are a great seer. An awakened seer can relate to the existence and be there like that. He has no, he doesn't relate as fast as we relate to the world as he awakens. isn't it? That is why every master of wisdom suggests, as you wake up, relate to the source from which you have awakened. Don't be in a hurry. Don't be in a hurry to jump into the field of activity. But you push yourself so much on account of the will that you carry. Ichha. It is the ichha that puts you into action. Ichha. People have different ichhas. And there will be an aversion to ichha also, which is also an activity. People who wake up in the morning, sometimes they move fast into the activity. There are others who are averse to activity, so they, like a unwilling bull, it has to be drawn into action, isn't it? Very slow. Why do you relate it to a bull? Because bull takes it easy. A bull takes it easy. A horse runs in the morning. There are people who run out in the morning, isn't it? Lady ki lechinde paragu. That's what we say. There are people who are very fast into the moment they wake up. Whoa! Such a hyperactivity to start with. And there are others who are very slow. Very slow, they have to be pushed, isn't it? You don't have to push a deer so much. You don't have to use a stick to make a horse run. It runs just by one signal. You give a pull through the reins, it starts moving. But a bull doesn't. Why? Because in bull there is inertia. In the deer or horse there is dynamism. A horse cannot sleep. It rests. You don't see a horse sleeping horizontally. Horses are the only ones where stables are built. It rests. They stand and take rest. They don't sleep. They don't sleep because full of energy. So there are horse-like beings. There are bull-like beings. All kinds of varieties are there. They are called inertia or dynamism or rajas or tamas. Rajas or tamas. There are very few who have a poised approach. They are neither fast nor are they slow. You can't say they are fast. You can't say they are slow. That is what is called entering into the field through sattva. If you enter into the day with sattva, you are entering into the field with poise. You are entering into the field with poise. Otherwise, the very first entry into the through the triangle can be a disturbing one. Very early in the morning, if man and the woman, they are into argument, both are disturbed, isn't it? Upon some silly things, it is very common. Sometimes the man can be very irritative. Sometimes the woman can be. Depends upon what they have eaten the day before. All irritations emerge from the stomach. Isn't it? So therefore, to retain, how long do you retain this poise? So long you conduct yourself in an orderly manner. If there is poise, then there is an orderly functioning. And you are neither late to things, nor are you too early to things. In everything, you are in the golden middle point. That's why entering into the field has to be through sattva. That's the reason why they say get up early in the morning and attend your routine in a poised manner. A poised manner. And take the juice out of every action that you do. Meaning, setting the toothpaste upon the toothbrush from that time onwards, or even setting your foot on the floor from the bed, or even getting up from the bed. There is a poised way of getting up. There is a lazy way of getting up. There is a hushy-hushy get-up. Hush-hush and push-push. Varieties can be seen according to your quality, isn't it? But the fact is, we all enter into this triangle of Ichha, Jnana and Kriya. Everyone. The difference can be in the degree of sattva. But all of us enter into a triangle. As we wake up in the morning, there is a will to do something. Can be brushing the teeth. Or in the modern days, it can be straight away looking into the mobile as you wake up. Isn't it? The first thing people do as they wake up from the bed is mobile. Maybe your son from somewhere, your daughter from somewhere, or your mother, or your sister. This is how we are preoccupied with. We are mobile humans now. Mobile stuck humans, mobiles. See, according to. So you can take the juice out of everything that you do, setting the toothpaste upon the brush, brushing the teeth with joy. Don't brush the teeth with an idea of coffee. We are always into future and do the present. That's why you are not here. Because we have to drink coffee, you wish to brush your teeth, isn't it? Sometimes you feel, why can't I have coffee without brushing it? Isn't it? So, why I am saying is, these seem to be simple, but these are the things which give you the related experience. You buy a toothbrush with great choice. When you go to the mall, when you buy your toothbrush, you see so many advertisements before. What kind of brush can clean the teeth so well? What kind of brush can go to the intricate parts of your mouth? That it reaches out to every teeth, including the wisdom teeth, into the in-betweens of the teeth. So much choice, and you get lot of information about it before you buy a toothbrush. But when you pick up that brush, do you have that relation with that toothbrush? To you? If you don't, you have lost an avenue of experience. So also you are so very selective about the paste. There are varieties of toothpaste, isn't it? Varieties, even within one brand, if you go to Colgate, there are varieties of Colgate toothpaste, isn't it? And there are varieties of paste. Something occurs in your mind and you choose a particular paste. So when you set it on the toothbrush, there can be an experience. A man who cannot experience the joy of simple events cannot have any experience in life. So also when you put on your dress, which you choose, put on your watch, which you choose, so many things we do in an absent-minded manner. We are not there when we do it. When we take shower, we are not there. When we take shower, we are always after time. But time is only meant to be experienced here and now. When this experience is missing, you are either into tamas or into rajas. You are not with sattva. Sattva only can give you the experience of satya. It is that as this. That as this. Ade isn't. Iti etat antu untai. So experience every simple thing, because the very divine, which is called male, female, or awareness existence, they have brought out all the beings for the beings to experience. That's why they are called, they are defined as the rasaswarupas. Rasaswarupas. And we all know the statement saha, meaning that he is full of experience, the best to experience. Raso vai saha, that's how it is. Raso vai saha. Saha means that what is it intends to its beings, just like parents intend to the, that the children should be joyful, blissful, happy, playful. Likewise, in everything that we do, we can take the experience of it when you remain in sattva. As you wake up in the morning, you are already into a sick thought. Isn't it? It can, a sick thought need not be a thought about sickness. A thought about sickness is one of the many sick thoughts I have. A sick thought, we are lost. That's why they say relate to awareness and existence as you wake up in the morning and be grateful for having given an opportunity to play for the day. To play for the day. And then attend with poise. Don't be in a hurry in attending to things. So basically, how we step down through a triangle. We step down through a triangle into activity. Before we, when we are with the awareness existence, we are called the soul. A soul is pulsating unit, a resplendent pulsating unit of existence. It has the awareness, that's what is called the self-knowledge. It has the pulsating dimension and it is existence. Existence, awareness in pulsation gets into the whole universe is pulsating. The space pulsates, that's a statement of the Vedas. So therefore, from out of the larger pulsation, there is an individual pulsation happening to us. How we have happened is another story, it's a cosmogenesis. The theme for today is, daily we are stepping down, atyatishtad dashangulam, this is how we say, atyatishtad dashangulam. From the state of ten, which is pure existence, we step down as nine, as awareness. That's why Mother is given number nine. Navaratri, isn't it? Saran Navaratri, Vasanta Navaratri, and Navavaranas for pujas, isn't it? Because eight are, the three is come after these two, from tenth to nine. From nine we have the three. The three are inevitable. We have, as they awaken, there is the will to do things and there is more or less knowledge to do things, whether it is complete or incomplete, some knowledge is there to do things. The will brings its knowledge and then the will and knowledge drives you into action. Ichha, jnana, kriya are the three into which you step in. Ichha, sakti, kriya, sakti. We make this రాటంలాగా చదివేమంటే చదివేస్తాం కదా, ఇచ్చా జ్ఞాన క్రియ. ఇచ్చాశక్తి జ్ఞానశక్తి క్రియాశక్తి స్వరూపిణి సర్వాధార సుప్రతిష్ట. ఎవ్రీ నేమ్ అబౌట్ ది మదర్ ఈజ్ ఓన్లీ ఇట్ ఎనేబుల్స్ యూ టు రిలేట్ టు ది నైన్త్ స్టేట్. షీఈస్ బియాండ్ అండ్ షీఈస్ విత్ అస్. సో ఆల్సో ది టెన్త్ స్టేట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ బియాండ్ అండ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో విత్ అస్. At every stage, existence, awareness are there. Just step down along with you. So as you step down into this triangle, you are supposed to again think that you are into a triangle, but beyond the triangle, there is the mother and father. Our pure awareness, pure existence. It has, now we have taken to the step of a triangle. That means you have already into third step. Step leskunto vachestam. Third step. Then we take to relating to the world with the help of will, knowledge and activity. This is daily happening with us. Depending upon the kind of knowledge that we have, we have the ability to relate. Otherwise, we cannot relate well. You cannot relate with anything well. You cannot relate to a flower pot. You cannot relate to anything in the surroundings. You cannot relate to your immediately next person. We cannot relate with each other so well, isn't it? The man cannot relate with his wife. The wife cannot relate well with his man. The children do not relate with the parents. Why are this? This inability to relate is what is called absence of wisdom. The ability to relate is what is called wisdom. The relation between the center and circumference is called P or wisdom. This we know from center to circumference there is what we call the Vyasa. That's why it's called Vyasa. He knows how to relate to the whole universe. Therefore, Vedavyasa Maharshi could bring in so much of wisdom. After all, what is all about wisdom? Your ability to relate. How do you relate to this book? How do you relate to this cover relating to the, or box relating to your goggles or specs? How do you relate to yourself? How do you relate to your neighbor? How do you relate to the plant? How do you relate to animal? How do you relate to the superior? How do you relate to this subordinate? How do you relate to the friend? How do you relate to a stranger? So it's all about relation. The wisdom is all about relation. That relation is in respect of the three worlds which have seven planes each. There are three worlds: matter, force and consciousness. The consciousness is in seven states, the force is in seven states, and the matter is in seven states. If you have knowledge, you can relate to all the three planes of seven subplanes. That's why you are said to be the one who are 21 plus. You are neither one nor zero. You can't be called a zero. You can't also be attributed a number. That's why 21 plus divided by 7 is what is called P. That's how Pythagoras gave out wisdom. It is all nothing but what all I am saying now. Relating to the three worlds, it is aware to the state of consciousness or awareness. Relating to the state of force, when you get into the three qualities. Relating to the matter as related to the objective world. Every day we are functioning in all the three worlds with consciousness, force and matter. We are the one who is beyond. From beyond we get into consciousness, we get into force, we get into matter. So when we consciously know what are we doing, then when we consciously know how to relate to you, the life is full of joy, full of bliss, full of experience, full of wisdom. Because they know how to relate. That's why the whole wisdom is how to relate. The more you are able to relate in an appropriate manner, meaning what we call the right relation, that right relation will give us the needed joy. When we don't have that right relation, we have mixed experiences. Wherever we relate well, we get joy. Wherever we do not relate well, we don't get joy. Whether others relate to you or don't relate to you, it's not our concern. If you relate well to me, I relate well to you, is all secondary or a mediocre understanding. If I smile at you, smile at me. Isn't it? That's mediocrity. I smile at you whether you smile at me or not. Isn't it? That's how Rama and Krishna have demonstrated. You say hello even before the other has say hello, isn't it? Prathama Bhashi, Mita Bhashi is called Rama. Purva Bhashi, Mita Bhashi. To praise Rama is one thing, but to bring that quality into ourselves is another thing. When a person comes across, you are the one who should have to say hello first. Hi. Be first. And be last in continuing any further dialogue. Let it begin from the other side. Don't keep on. Let it come from the other side. You respond. The whole life is responding to the events, not creating events. When Arjuna was ready to release the arrow, Krishna said, let them begin the war, we'll respond. Let them fire bat first, we'll respond. Isn't it? Any case, these days, in the games that we see, people like to chase but not to bat first. Because when they start, you know how to respond. That's why sarvarambha parityagi same bhakta priyaha. Don't start anything, it's already started. The game has already started and you respond. That's a different story. Krishna says, wait, they are there, you are here. It is they who wanted to fight with us. It's not that we wanted to fight with them. Isn't it? It is Duryodhana and the company who wanted the war. It's not us. So let them start. So when they blew the conch, then he said, now you can blow the conch. The small things, abundant wisdom would be there. Proactive is not wisdom. Responsive with a hearty response is wisdom. Krishna did not initiate anything as he came. He responded to events. Rama did not initiate anything. He just responded to events. When we are into the world, already there is enough for you to respond. Don't create any more. If you create any more, you have more homework to do. Don't be proactive, but be responsive. That's why they say speaking in passive voice is much better than speaking in active voice. As I said yesterday, instead of saying, I have done this, I have done that, say that this has happened, that has happened. I gave it to him, he says, who are you to give? You are bound to give. Because it is due to him. People who give a little donations here and there, I give. And people who collect to give also say, I give. Who are you to give? It is theirs. It has to go to them. I did so much to my children. We have to. You are damn well due to them. Regardless you, still they draw from you. Isn't it? It's all a field of debt and what we call credit and debit. So according to that, they happen. So don't attribute anything to you. That's why say it has happened like this. It has happened like this. Never say it can be, I have done this. A field where all is due, you are bound to respond to it. So therefore, as you enter into the three qualities, you are already a soul with three qualities. దేర్ ఆర్ సో ఆల్వే త్రీ క్వాలిటీస్, దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ ఈజ్ రిప్రజెంటెడ్ బై ఎ ట్రయాంగిల్ అండ్ ఎ సెంటర్ పాయింట్. దట్ మీన్స్ ది సోల్స్ క్వాలిటీ ఈజ్ విల్, నాలెడ్జ్ అండ్ యాక్టివిటీ. వాట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ థింగ్స్ యూ విల్ ఈజ్ డిఫరెంట్, వాట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ యూ హోల్డ్ ఈజ్ డిఫరెంట్, వాట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ ఎబిలిటీ టు డూ థింగ్స్ ఈజ్ డిఫరెంట్, బట్ యూ హ్యావ్ ఎ ట్రయాంగిల్. We all have this triangular activity in which we keep moving throughout the day. We start something, we complete it, we start something else, we complete it, we start something else, we complete it. Brushing the teeth is completed, then picking up the cup of coffee, drinking it and putting it, restoring it back, and then getting into shower. Like this, the routine. In this routine also, these three keep on happening: Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara. Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara, like that we say. If we say Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara, we think they are somewhere beyond. But they are there in your every act of yourself, with its commencement, continuity, and then conclusion. That's it. And you are the one through whom these three are functioning, and you are endowed with an awareness and your existence. You are existence, you are endowed with awareness, and you are also into this triangle, whether you like it or not, in the morning. Finish. That's why we are called, this is the divine five relating to us. Divine five. Existence, awareness, and then the triangular dimension, Ichha, Jnana, Kriya. This is the what we call the five heads of God. Panchamukha. We keep on going around all Panchamukha symbols. Panchamukha Shiva, Panchamukha Anjaneya, Panchamukha Gayatri. You are yourself Panchamukha. That's why the scriptures say, man know thyself. Don't run after things without knowing what it is. Not knowing what to do, you keep on moving around them. What knowledge is there? Nothing. It's just some emotion for a while. Isn't it? And that emotion dies the moment you come out with some knee pains or joint pains or something. The whole universe is in us. The whole universe is in us. Therefore, this is the five superior dimensions relating to us, which holds a body of, which again is a fivefold body. The body is also fivefold. You are also fivefold. You are a product of existence and awareness. Sat Chit. You are a product of it. Jiva. Pulsating unit. And you have the triangular activity, which is Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara, Ichha, Jnana, Kriya, Shakti. They are all divine. So this is the divine part in us. We are fivefold. And we hold on to a fivefold body. Don't think we are held by it. We hold it. We hold the fivefold body, which has five pulsations, which has five senses, which has five sense organs, which has five organs of action, which has five sensations. All five, 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 five. Five tanmatras, meaning ability to listen, ability to see, ability to taste, ability to touch, ability to smell. These are the five tanmatras. And then there are the related sense organs. The ear for listening, I don't have to tell them, we are all very familiar with them. The eye to see, isn't it? The eye is related to the light or the fire. The ear is related to sound or akasha. The touch is related to vayu. The taste is related to water. And the smell is related to matter. If there is no matter, there is no smell. Prithvi gandham. That's what it is. Isn't it? So the five senses are relatable to five elements. And the five sensations are relatable to the five elements and the five sense organs. And then there are five limbs, karmendriyas, which are also five. Which are also five. The legs, the hands, ది స్పీచ్ ఫ్యాకల్టీ, ది ఎబిలిటీ టు యూరినేట్ అండ్ ది ఎబిలిటీ టు డెఫెకేట్. ఇట్స్ ఆల్సో ఫైవ్. దట్స్ వై ది బాడీ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ మకర, మీనింగ్ ఫైవ్ ఫోల్డ్ వన్. వీ ఆర్ సపోజ్ టు మౌంట్ ఆన్ ఇట్ అండ్ కండక్ట్ వర్క్ ఇన్ ది ఫైవ్ ఫోల్డ్ క్రియేషన్. ది క్రియేషన్ ఇస్ ఆల్సో మేడ్ అప్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ ఫైవ్ ఎలిమెంట్స్. ప్రపంచ, దట్స్ హౌ వి సే ఇట్. వాట్ ఈస్ ప్రపంచ? An expression of the five elements. In this field of five elements, you relate with the help of the fivefold body, but you are not the body. It's an equipment into which you descend every morning. Every morning, just like we take to our scooter or car to get into the city, we hold up our body and then conduct this work. Relate to the world. So you are tenfold. The one existence is there right from the pure existence to your state of smell also existence. If you don't exist, you don't smell. If you don't exist, you don't taste, isn't it? Existence and awareness descend into all these three, into this triangle and into this pentagram. This pentagram or fivefold star. Are the triangle together is the eightfold creation. It is one step is getting into the three, another step is getting into the five. That's why when we are taught Aksharabhyasa, we are taught to start with a fivefold syllable mantra, Om Namah Shivaya. Fivefold. First get hold over the fivefold body. Later, set the triangle into an equilateral triangle. Samakona Tribhuja, isn't it? The creation is built with the help of Samakona Tribhujas. Five Samakona Tribhujas downwards, four Samakona Tribhujas upwards is what we call Sri Yantra. Into this fivefold aspect of creation, we descend in four, five steps. First we are existence, we awareness, we step in. From awareness we get into the triangle. From a triangle of qualities we step into to hold the fivefold, to relate to the fivefold world at the fourth state. That's why God is said to be descending in four states. Chaturbhuja, Chaturmukha, Chaturatma, Chaturbhava, Chaturveda, Chaturkala. Isn't it all chatur, 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 chatur? The five dimensions of divinity steps down into four states. And it conducts the fivefold, conducts itself in the fivefold creation. So the idea seemed to be for today's morning talk is that we step down from pure state of existence into a state of awareness. Take to the triangular activity, set the triangle well in the morning. To set this triangle well in the morning, to relate to existence and awareness, to take hold of the fivefold body, you need knowledge. You need knowledge. Without knowledge, nothing can be experienced. Nothing. Knowledge is the base for experiencing. So therefore, gain this knowledge and function well with your own system. That's what I frequently say. When you buy an equipment, they give you a manual, isn't it? When you buy a television, they give you a manual. There are so many functions today with a television you can conduct. Not only just seeing some channels and some programs. You can use it in varieties of ways. You can use it as an internet. You can use this and get all kinds of channels which you like through YouTube. It can be used for your mailing system. There are thousands of ways when you know the manual. Likewise, when you buy a car, automobile, they give you a manual. You should thoroughly know the manual. What is what in the vehicle? Then you can operate that vehicle well. Should you not know the manual relating to you? Should you not should you not know the man you are relating to, you not knowing how are you made up of the constitution of man, how is man made up, what are the potentials that he carries, without knowing that we keep on operating with this equipment. Therefore we are into all kinds of ignorant activities, and then we aggrandize ourselves that we are already very knowledgeable and we are already there to guide others. All kinds of games are being played, the ignorant following the ignorant. People do many things, they don't know what they are doing actually. They don't know what they are doing. They do it because others are doing, that's all, simple. I went to that particular pilgrim center. It's very beautiful, he says. So what is beautiful there, he doesn't know. He's very beautiful. Then the listener says, I must also go there. He also goes. He comes back and it's also good. So like that there is a kind of a foam that is generated and an activity in foam. See, what is it? You drink a palm full of foam. Do you get even an iota of a drop of water to drink in the foam? You don't. So just foaming and foaming and foaming and foaming all the time. Going to pilgrimages, going to Pushkara snanas, going here, going there, not knowing what it is. Not knowing what it is. Way back 25 years ago, I told a story in Guru Pujas. See, the APSRTC bus, which is very well known to us, and KSRTC bus, which you may be knowing in Karnataka. You know how these buses operated by the government function. So they were making an overnight travel, and the seats are what they are. You can never sit properly because they go through all kinds of shapes by improper use by passengers. You somehow settle to a seat because it was inevitable. Even the chair cars in Ratnachal or such other trains, they cause a twist to your back. That's how they are. The seat is not balanced, it will be like this. And then the back will be like this. So you keep on sitting like that. So a fellow who was traveling, a group of passengers, minimum 40 passengers to travel in a bus, midnight travel to reach by the morning the destination. So half the way there was some breakdown to the bus, which is very normal, very common, isn't it? Some tire puncture or something happened. The driver said, for a while we stop, we repair. The cleaner, the conductor and the bus driver, they are engaged in repairing the bus. In the meanwhile, what will you do sitting in that rickety bus? So you come out. So one fellow has come out. He came out and he started looking at the sky. You know the story. Some of you may be knowing this story. Started looking at the sky. So another passenger came and he saw the first passenger looking at the sky. So he also started looking at the sky. Then came the third passenger. Then came the fourth. All passengers invariably, they went on looking at the sky and they were looking at it. So in the meanwhile, the three, the driver, the conductor and the cleaner, they repaired the bus and they saw the whole group looking over there into the night sky. So they thought maybe something is appearing there. So they came and said, the bus is repaired. Would you like to get into the bus? And what is it that you are seeing over there? He asked the passenger, I don't know. The one before me is looking at it, so I started looking. And he was asked. Then he said, I also don't know. The one before me is looking at it. So whatever our fathers, our forefathers, whatever they do it not knowing what it is. We do because they did it, that's it. But do you do with knowledge or do you do in ignorance? So it ultimately went to the first person who was looking at to the sky. So they all asked him, what is it that you are the one who started the game, looking at into the sky? looking into what is it that you are seeing there? They all asked him. He said, what is it? I am not looking anywhere. My neck is in problem in the bus. I have terrible problem with my neck thanks to this bus. I am just bending my neck and seeing over there. That's all, he said. He's not looking at anything. That's how we are. Just blind following the blind. That's it. కననివాని నూతగుని కననివాడు విశిష్ట వస్తువులు కానని భంగి, ఇజంట్ ఇట్? సో లైక్ దట్ దేర్ ఆర్ సో మెనీ బ్లైండ్ డైరెక్టింగ్, సో మెనీ బ్లైండ్ నాట్ నోయింగ్ వాట్ ఈజ్ వాట్, నాట్ నోయింగ్ హౌ టు డూ ఇఫ్ యు డూ ఇట్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ప్యాలెటబుల్. వెన్ ఐ డోంట్ నో హౌ టు కుక్, ఇఫ్ ఐ కుక్ అండ్ వాంట్ టు సర్వ్ యూ, హూ విల్ ఈట్ ఇట్? ఐ కాంట్ మై సెల్ఫ్ ఈట్ ఇట్, ఇజంట్? So not knowing and trying to do things is never recommended. Know and do it. I say many such examples, isn't it? If I want that that particular fan should be switched on, but generally it is not switched on, so therefore I ask for switching it on. And if I ask that fan to be switched on, people would immediately run to that board, switchboard. They don't know which switch relates to this fan. But they touch everything, they put on, they put off, they put on, and they do, they put off all other things without putting it off. So that is how people are hyperactive in trying to do things, not knowing how to do. Why do you do without knowing? Why do you drive a car without knowing how to drive? You make accidents. Isn't it? And this is a very divine vehicle, God given. This is called Devadatta. Devadattam, every human form is the best of the forms that are created. Among all forms in creation, the human form is considered to be the best. It is the best because it has the ability to relate to the whole universe. Even the devas cannot do that. The devas cannot touch down. We can touch down. We can need something related to the earth. If the devas want, they need a human agency to experience. They cannot touch down. And those who are like animal plant, they cannot experience that which is beyond. They can only experience up to the sensations. So we have a possibility to relate to the mundane, to relate to the divine, and all that is embedded in this equipment. That's why it is said God made man in his own image and likeness. So as much is possible for the divine is also possible for the human. So that is what we are all intended to know and to experience. Don't get lost in your routine practices. Don't get lost in your routine practices without improving knowledge on a day-to-day basis. Day-to-day. Grow in knowledge. If there is a weighing machine for knowledge, it would be better. You can get onto it and see if we have gained some weight in terms of knowledge, or you have lost some weight in terms of knowledge. Isn't it? Without knowledge, action is bound to be foolish. Without knowledge, the ability would be not there. When you know, then you know how to relate to a sankalpa. Otherwise, you keep on brewing so many thoughts and keep on, whatever comes to you keep on doing it, as if it is such a great thing. And it dies. It dies either during your life, whatever you have done, or it may die even after your life. It won't be staying permanently, isn't it? But see the seers, if they have set up something, it survives cycles of time. The scriptures, they are all will of God. They came through the right channels and they continue to survive all cycles of time, all yugas. Likewise, some pilgrim centers which are set up by seers, దే కంటిన్యూ టు బి దేర్ ఫర్ ఆల్ టైమ్స్ టు కమ్ బికాస్ దే గెయిన్డ్ ఇమ్మోర్టాలిటీ. ది యాక్ట్స్ దట్ హ్యాపన్ త్రూ దెమ్ ఆల్సో గెయిన్ ఇమ్మోర్టాలిటీ. ఇఫ్ యు ఆర్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ ఎ మోర్టల్, ఆల్ దట్ యు డూ ఆల్సో టెండ్స్ టు బి మోర్టల్. ఇట్ డైస్ విత్ యూ, డైస్ విత్. సో వాట్ ఈజ్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ ఈజ్ ట్రై టు నో అవర్ సెల్స్ అండ్ టెండ్ టు బీ ఆన్ ది ఇమోర్టల్ సైడ్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ బీయింగ్ అండ్ డోంట్ డ్వెల్ ఇన్ ది మోర్టల్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది బీయింగ్ అండ్ ఫర్గెట్ దట్ వీఆర్ ఇమోర్టల్. ఈచ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ అస్ ఈజ్ డివైన్. బట్ వెన్ వీ కాన్స్టెంట్లీ లివ్ ఇన్ ది అప్పర్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ సిస్టమ్ వేర్ యూ హ్యావ్ ది అవేర్నెస్ అండ్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్, ఫ్రమ్ దేర్ ఇఫ్ యూ కాన్షియస్లీ స్టెప్ డౌన్ ఇన్ టు ట్రయాంగిల్ ఆఫ్ విల్, నాలెడ్జ్ అండ్ యాక్టివిటీ అండ్ లేటర్ కాన్షియస్లీ హోల్డ్ ఆన్ టు ది ఫైవ్ ఫోల్డ్ ఎక్విప్మెంట్ కాల్డ్ ది బాడీ అండ్ రిలేట్ టు ది వరల్డ్, యువర్ యాక్షన్స్ వుడ్ బి యాక్షన్స్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్. ఇఫ్ నాట్ సంథింగ్ నాట్ నోయింగ్ వి కీప్ ఆన్ డూయింగ్ సో మెనీ థింగ్స్, వి కీప్ ఆన్ టాకింగ్ థింగ్స్, ఇజంట్ ఇట్? సో దట్ ఈస్ ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ వాట్ brings down the message of maker. The master would like that we experience existence and awareness and ensure that the existence and awareness is with you at all times, even in your actions. People do not know what when they say God. God is nothing but the awareness that you can see in yourself, the awareness you can see in the surroundings, in the eyes of the people, in the eyes of the animals, the awareness that can be seen in the trees, in the form of their unfoldment. Without that awareness, there is no unfoldment. In everything, the awareness can be visualized. Beyond the awareness is existence. That's why the mother is said to be the veil of absolute God. So that awareness, may we live in the awareness of the background. The background of your being is awareness. The background of awareness is existence. So when you are with existence and awareness at all times, you are said to be with God or with Father, Mother of the universe. Thousands of names are given to this Father, Mother, and we think everything is different from everything else. We are lost by names. We are lost by forms. We are stuck in names, we are stuck in forms. The master therefore came out to give a direct impact of existence and awareness. He did not prescribe any symbols. He did not prescribe any symbols. He said, you are yourself a symbol of God. Why other symbols? Why other symbols? You are the true, complete symbol of God. God means existence awareness. Is it Shiva Parvati or is it Lakshmi Narayana or is what? All are names. When you differ, different states of functioning, they have different names. We call that as fan, this as light. But both are functioning with the help of electricity. Look to the source. Don't look to the secondary manifestations. Secondary manifestations, through the manifestations you should look to the very origin. Then it is called Brahma Jignasa. That's also a name again. When we say Brahma Jignasa means, wow, something very great. Adhato Brahma Jignasa. Master UK used to make such kind of things. Adhato Brahma Jignasa. People keep on scratching their head, but they will never get it, he used to say. Brahman is present in anything that you see around, because existence is everywhere. Anything. What is so great about it? It is available everywhere. It is in your bedroom, it is in your drawing room, it is in your veranda, it is outside, it is inside, it is even in your bathroom. It is in you, it is outside. Antar bahisya tasarvam. When that is present within and outside, it is so visible. Unless you are blind, you are not willing to look to. ఇట్ ఈస్ ది విల్లింగ్నెస్ టు లుక్ టు దట్ రివీల్స్ ఇట్ టు యూ. సో ది ప్రెసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది మాస్టర్ యాజ్ వి సే మీనింగ్ ది ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ అవేర్నెస్, ది మోర్ అండ్ మోర్ వెన్ ఇట్ ది ప్రెసెన్స్ పర్క్యులేట్స్ ఇన్ టు యూ, ది మోర్ అండ్ మోర్ వి గెట్ ఫుల్ఫిల్డ్. సో దట్స్ వాట్ ఐ సే వెన్ ఐ సే మే ది ప్రెసెన్స్ బి టాంజిబుల్, మే ది ప్రెసెన్స్ బి పర్సెప్టబుల్, మే ది ప్రెసెన్స్ బి స్ట్రాంగ్ ఎనఫ్ టు ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ దట్ వన్ మాస్టర్ విత్ ఇన్ అస్ అండ్ అరౌండ్ అస్. దట్స్ హౌ వీ హ్యావ్ టు టేక్ ఇట్ అండ్ వర్క్ ఇట్ అవుట్ ఆన్ ఎ డైలీ బేసిస్ ఎవ్రీ డే. ఫ్రమ్ ది స్టేట్ ఆఫ్ 10 ఇన్ స్లీప్ వీ స్టెప్ డౌన్ అండ్ 9 టైమ్స్ వీ స్టెప్ డౌన్ అత్యతిష్ట దశ అండ్ అగైన్ వీ రిటర్న్. ది రిటర్న్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ అసెంట్ ఆఫ్ మ్యాన్. ది అసెంట్ ఆఫ్ మ్యాన్ ఈజ్ సింబలైజ్డ్ బై ఈగల్. ది డిసెంట్ ఆఫ్ మ్యాన్ ఈజ్ సింబలైజ్డ్ బై సర్పెంట్. సర్పెంట్ డిసెంట్స్ అండ్ క్రాల్స్ అపాన్ ది ఎర్త్, ఈగల్ అసెంట్స్. సో ఎవ్రీ మార్నింగ్ యూ డిసెంట్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్, ఎవ్రీ ఈవినింగ్ యూ అసెంట్. సో దట్స్ వై ది స్టోరీ ఆఫ్ ఈగల్ అండ్ ది సర్పెంట్ హ్యాస్ కమ్ టు మీ. ఇన్ఫ్యాక్ట్ టుడేస్ అకల్ట్ మెడిటేషన్ ఇస్ ఆల్సో దట్. 29th May, this I remember because 29th May is very, it's a one of those days which has helped me to find many things within me. So therefore I care for it. So ascent of man is eagle, descent of man is serpent. Ascent of man is eagle, descent of man is serpent. So even in between the day when you relate within, you can take two pulsating principles and principle and move up. Then you are ascending. From head to Mooladhara you can descend. From Mooladhara to Sahasrara you can ascend. So this ascent and descent is what is called Narayana. Ayana is the movement. Ayana is the movement. Return movement is called Na. A movement into the world is called Ra. Nara. నారాయణ నారాయణ నారాయణ. సో వాట్ ఈజ్ నారాయణ? ఫ్రమ్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ టు ది 10th స్టెప్ ఆఫ్ ఎర్త్లీ లివింగ్ అండ్ ది రిటర్న్ ఫ్రమ్ ఎర్త్లీ లివింగ్ టు ఇట్స్ ప్యూర్ స్టేట్ ఆఫ్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్. సో దట్స్ హౌ దెర్ ఈజ్ ఎన్ అసెంట్ అండ్ డిసెంట్ దట్ హ్యాపెన్స్ విత్ అస్ త్రూ ది డే అండ్ ది నైట్. And even in intermittently also you can ascend, you can descend at will. So this process happens in your spinal column where you have the Sushumna nerve, Sushumna nadi. It is in that the movement is of the awareness and existence is filled in it. It looks like a vacuum within. See? It is the space within. So within that space there is movement of awareness from head to foot and foot to head. That's why the mother is said to be in Mooladhara like a snake coiling around a Shivalingam, and it is also said to be at the top of the head where we say the Sikhara, Sri Chakra Meru, Nilaya, that's where it stays as a Bindu. So many, see, it is only the same thing presented in thousands of ways in varieties of scriptures. But if you know the theme, you can decipher every scripture. You can decipher Vishnu system, you can decipher Shiva system, you can decipher Mother system or Sri Vidya, you can decipher Ganapati system, you can decipher the system of Surya. We have 5 different systems. Surya Siddhanta, Panchayatana, Surya Siddhanta, Ganapati Siddhanta, Vaishnava Siddhanta, Shaiva Siddhanta, and then Shakti Siddhanta. All the 5 have only the same the method of formation, growth, retreat and resolution is the same. That's why it is called Panchakrutya Parayana. So more and more names, more and more confusion. వాట్ ఈజ్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ ఇట్ ఫస్ట్ స్టార్ట్ విత్ యూ అండర్స్టాండ్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్. యు అండర్స్టాండ్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ యు అండర్స్టాండ్ ఎవ్రీ వన్ ఎవ్రీ డైటీ విచ్ ఇస్ సెడ్ ఇన్ స్క్రిప్చర్స్. డైట్ ఈస్ సెడ్ ఇన్ స్క్రిప్చర్స్ ఇన్ ది ఈస్ట్ ఆర్ వెస్ట్ యూ కెన్ సీ దమ్ విత్ ఏ డైమెన్షన్ ఆఫ్ దాట్ ఫస్ట్ దట్ షో ది సీయర్స్ హ్యావ్ సీన్ దే హ్యావ్ సీన్ విత్ ఇన్ అండ్ దెన్ దే రిలేటెడ్. సో లెట్ దట్ బీ అవర్ వే. మ్యాన్ నో దైసెల్ మ్యాన్ నో దైసెల్ వెన్ యు నో యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ యూ సీస్ టు బి ఇగ్నోరెంట్ అండ్ దట్ ఈస్ ఆల్రెడీ కంట్రిబ్యూషన్ టు ది వరల్డ్ ఇజంట్ ఇట్. ఇఫ్ వన్ సీజెస్ టు బి ఇగ్నోరెంట్ దెర్ ఈస్ అట్లీస్ట్ వన్ లెస్ ఇగ్నోరెంట్ పర్సన్ ఇజంట్ ఇట్. దట్స్ వై ది గ్రేట్ ఇనిషియేట్ పైథాగరస్ సేడ్ బిఫోర్ యూ డిపార్ట్ ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ బాడీ రిడ్యూస్ వన్ ఫూల్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ అండ్ దట్ ఫూల్ ఈజ్ నో అదర్ దాన్ యూ హీ సెల్ఫ్. దట్ ఈస్ హిస్ వే ఆఫ్ సేయింగ్. అండ్ వాట్ వేదవ్యాస సేడ్ బిఫోర్ యూ డిపార్ట్ ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ బాడీ రెడ్యూస్ వన్ ఫూల్ హూ ఇస్ నో అదర్ దాన్ యూ బట్ ఆల్సో పాస్ ఆన్ ది టెక్నాలజీ టు అనదర్ సో దట్ హీ ఆల్సో వర్క్స్ విత్ ఇట్. దట్ ఈస్ ది బ్యూటీ ఆఫ్ వేదవ్యాస్ పాస్ ఆన్ ది టెక్నాలజీ సో దట్ ది అదర్ ఆల్సో ట్రైస్ టు రెడ్యూస్ వన్ ఫూల్ ఇన్ హిమ్ ఇజెంట్ ఇట్. దట్స్ హౌ జ్యోతి పే జ్యోతి జగాతే చలో దట్స్ హౌ ఇట్. ది కిండిల్డ్ వన్ షల్ హ్యావ్ టు పాస్ ఆన్ ది క్యాండిల్ సో దట్ ది అదర్ వన్ ఆల్సో విల్ సెట్ ఫైర్ టు హిజ్ మూలాధార. ఈచ్ వన్ హ్యాస్ టు ఫైండ్ ది ఎక్స్పెరిమెంట్ హ్యాస్ టు బి విత్ వన్ సెల్ఫ్ నాట్ విత్ అదర్స్. ది ఎక్స్పెరిమెంట్ హ్యాస్ టు బి విత్ వన్ సెల్ఫ్ నాట్ విత్ అదర్స్. సో యాజ్ యూ గెయిన్ ది రిలేటెడ్ నాలెడ్జ్ యూ గెయిన్ ది బ్లిస్ ఆఫ్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ అండ్ ఫర్ అదర్స్ యూ వుడ్ బికమ్ ఎన్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్. యూ డోంట్ ట్రై టు బీ ఎన్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్. ఇఫ్ అదర్స్ ఫైండ్ ఎన్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఇన్ యూ లెట్ దెమ్ ఫైండ్ ఇట్ లెట్ దెమ్ ఫాలో ఇట్. దిస్ అర్జ్ టు ఇంపార్ట్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఇస్ రజస్. అర్జ్ టు ఇంపార్ట్ నాలెడ్జ్ అర్జ్ టు ఎన్లైటన్ పీపుల్ ఈజ్ ఆల్ రజస్ హైపర్ యాక్టివ్. ఇఫ్ యు ఆర్ నాలెడ్జ్ పీపుల్ ఇఫ్ యు ఆర్ లైటెడ్ బీ లైటెడ్ be joyful. It's if some others find some light in you, let them relate to you and seek whatever they wish to, but you don't have to have the anxiety to enlighten the whole world. Today there is lot of movement to enlighten the world, enlighten yourself. That's enough. In that light others can find their light. Thank you one and all. We continue in the evening. We have a very studied program today. Studied. Many things, you know, all are planned only for Mekal. So we go through the whole thing with poise. Don't get hurried up. Let us go through the whole thing with as much poise as possible and fulfill the day. Thank you one and all. Namaskar.